Glynis, let's talk about the wonderful number 8 and also people and their lucky numbers.
Well, the number 8 and how people use it, 8 represents financial prosperity. So when you take the actual 8 and put it on, like on top of your money inside your wallet, you are encouraging financial income, you know, more money. So I always say you should do your money affirmation with it. And again, on my website, if they look up the number 8, it tells them what the affirmation is, and they can just start repeating it daily to increase the income. Because remember, just like winning the lottery, you can have money, but if you don't really believe you have it, it's gone, isn't it?
Yes, sure
is. It slips right through your fingers. So it's one thing to increase income, but if you're afraid or just don't feel you can, it's almost about being worthy, George. It slips through your fingers, and I help you stop doing that. The number 8 helps you do
that. You can get greedy.
Oh, yeah.
And then what happens?
Well, if you get greedy, then it means you never have enough. And Martha Stewart comes to my mind. She's an 8 life path. And there was Martha, the billionaire. She gets a call one day saying, you're losing some money. Now, she didn't stop to go, that's no money compared to what I have.
Exactly.
She just panicked and thought, I'm losing money. So she did something that was deceptive, got herself in trouble, wound up serving time. That's how it works. I think she certainly learned from her experience, but talk about learning the hard way.
My buddy George from the Great Greek Restaurant out here in L.A. took your advice, mm-hmm. went to a casino, won a couple grand, mm-hmm. then got carried away, got greedy, I've told him this, mm-hmm. gave it all back,
mm-hmm.
and then some.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like when you have the windfall, embrace it. Do something with it. Like you just said, if you won millions, you'd find a way to live on the interest. That's the smarter way to look at money. But still, by affirming the money and having the 8 in your wallet, plus here's another one. When you, let's say you own a restaurant, it's smart to put the 8 right above the cash register. It does encourage lots of money making in that restaurant. And I've seen this time and again, and it's really funny because sometimes, George, at this point, people will tell me, like I'll mention I'm a numerologist, you know what they'll say to me? You should put an 8 in your wallet. I said, do you listen to Coast? Yeah, I do. I said, I'm the lady who said that.
I love, well, you know what they say about restaurants? If you want to make $1 million in the restaurant business,
yeah.
Start with 2.
Thank you. Isn't that true?
It's a tough
but
business.
Yeah, I've seen the number 8 do wonders for people. And here's the other thing everyone needs to understand out there. Some people go 8 crazy. They put the 8 under their bed. They put it on the wall. They put it in their purse. I'm like, what are you doing? If you use too many 8s, you start to cancel out the energy.
And tell me about the affirmation.
Well, the affirmation's simple. There are 2 that I believe in. Louise L. Hay, a lot of people know her. You Can Heal Your Life was her book. I pay my bills with ease, and I always have extra money. And I encourage people to just say it again and again. I pay my bills with ease, and I always have extra money. And I actually created a CD called Healing by the Numbers to help you flip it to positive. I put that money affirmation on there so people could start doing it daily. Because, you know, we get lazy, but everyone wants to feel financially safe, and that's one way to make it happen.
I was talking with John Ziegler, who does his own show on our Los Angeles affiliate here,
mm-hmm.
and he tried the number 8. And it didn't work for him. And it may be one of the few people it doesn't work
for. No, I'll tell you what it means. He did not do an affirmation to align his mind with it. I mean, this is what how it works. And I'm going to give you another number that has been successful. The number 2 promotes love. Love, peace, harmony.
How so? What do you mean?
Well, the number 2 actually is the love number. Like when I said 8 represents money, it's the money number. The number 2 is the love number. So as a counselor, sometimes I'll say, hey, put the number 2 on the inside of your bedroom door. If you're having trouble in your relationship, it will encourage you to get along, to do better with your partner. That is what I suggest
you're
to people.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding. And you can bet I have a 2 on my bedroom door.
I'm sure you have more than that on your bedroom door.
Yes, I have numbers all over. But like I said, I never repeat a number because I don't ever want to cancel it out. And that's what people need to understand. It's one thing to alter energy, but make sure you don't overdo it. And I wanted to do your book for a moment, Worker in the Light.
Yeah.
That has vibration, and I'd love to tell you what it is because it matters.
A book has vibration?
Yes, it does. Like when I counsel people, I always say make sure you pick a title that is compatible to you. And you're a 7 life path. Luckily, Worker in the Light is a 4, and that's one of the numbers you do well with. That's considered compatible.
That is my lucky number, by the way.
Is it really?
Yes.
Really?
I always pick Ford, no matter what I do. If I, you know.
Wow.
Whatever I do, if Ford comes up or if it's there, I pick it.
And isn't that funny? Because worker in the light is a four. And let me tell you what it means. There is a soul number, because I add these numbers across. The Pythagorean number system is what I'm using. My book, Glynis Has Your Number, has it in there for you to do this. Seven is the soul of your book, which is you, because you're a seven life path. But it also means in that book you're answering the question of who am I, what am I, and why am I here? Would you say that's true?
Yes.
That is the soul of your book. The number six is the personality of the book, which means protective, like wanting to help others. And it may be just your way of saying, just because you have strange things happen does not make you strange. It could be that simple, but you are being protective of others when you share these stories. And then it adds up to a four, which means the natural teacher. You put that book together because you want to teach others what you know.